Okay. Yeah. Did you ever hear a mausoleum?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Did you ever hear anybody call that same thing a vault?
A vault, yes.
Is it the same?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if people were all dressed in black, you'd say they were in...
In mourning.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody, maybe an old term for if women or, well, people just completely lost control of themselves and really got hysterical?
Over somebody's death?
What they were doing? Did you ever hear anybody say, like, they were taking on or any?
Just for a death? You mean taking
on?
I've heard for anything. Oh. She's taken on over such and such.
Oh.
It could be a lost lover or a broken dish or anything.
Yeah, I've heard that way where they don't take on, so...
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody asked you how you were and it was just sort of a, you know, average day, you might say, oh...
So-so.
Okay.
Or I'm okay.
Okay. Or how about, would you say, Oh, pretty well or pretty good?
Pretty good, yeah.
Okay. If somebody is concerned about something and you don't want them to be, you might say, well,
don't worry.
Okay. How about a disease that people get when they get older? Usually the joints get stiff.
Arthritis.
Okay. What about rheumatism? Is that the same as arthritis?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know what the
difference? I don't know what the difference is.
Okay. How about, this is disease which is mostly wiped out because they have shots for it now. They used to give Schick tests for it, but children would get this gray membrane in their throat and they would choke to death. And in the throat, you know, they get blisters on the inside of their throat. And...
I don't know.
Have you ever
diphtheria? I didn't know what it was.
Neither did I. Okay, I read this book once about Schick, the guy who, you know... made a test. And then this disease that causes your skin and your white of your eyes to get yellow.
Jaundice?
Okay. If you had a pain about here, and you had to have a kind of a vestigial organ removed.
Your appendix.
What's
you would have an...
The disease.
Yeah,
the disease is appendicitis.
Okay. If you eat something and it won't stay down,
you throw it up.
Okay, or...
Vomit. Upchuck, puke, regurgitate. My mom says erp.
Yeah. Which one of those terms or which ones are do you think are more polite or more crude?
I think erp is disgusting.
Yeah.
And puke isn't particularly nice. My grandmother says that puke usually refers to very young children, or used to only refer to very young children. Now we use it for everything. Throw up, you could say. Lose your breakfast is very euphemistic. Regurgitate, of course, is biological or medical or whatever.
Yeah. Throw up is kind of neutral.
Yeah, throw up's neutral. Vomit's neutral.
Yeah.
And regurgitate is neutral. Technical.
Yeah. How about blow lunch?
Blow lunch. Yeah, I've heard that. That's kind of crude.
Yeah, barf.
Barf, yeah. I don't particularly like that one either.
No, you don't like barf. They've got one here that just gets me, I think it's so funny, Cascade.
I never heard that.
Neither did I. How about heave?
Yeah, I've heard heave.
Is that kind of gross? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, if somebody... has that problem, they say that they are sick.
To their stomach.
Okay. And if somebody got some news and she just couldn't wait to communicate it, you'd say she came right over. Why?
She came right over to tell me the news.
Okay. Now, this is, in the future, you're telling somebody that if they don't come over, this will result in your disappointment. So you might say, if you don't come over, I